The anointed preaching of the Word of God is like infusing strong medicine into a sick body. The modern day church is sick, and what it really needs is an infusion of the truth.
You're listening to Truth Infusion. And now for your host, David Markham.
I'm really excited about what we're going to do today. Where we're going to start today. If you were with us last week, it was very interesting. God's plan is it's always the right plan. I mean, it's perfect. And so as I began recording last week's show, I had notes and information up to teach on justification, a lesson, a teaching God's put on my heart not too long ago, and I've been able to teach it in a few different churches, and it's really been powerful. We've seen lives saved. We've seen people that have been Christians for years come to an understanding about their salvation that they never did grasp before. Been very powerful, and I'm so grateful for the Lord sharing that with me and allowing me to do that for someone else in other churches. So I was going to teach that. I had all the notes up. I had my outlines up. I had everything ready. I hit record and began to lay down that show, and what starts to come out of my mouth is absolutely nothing of what I had planned. All of a sudden, my heart just went to what I see as the number one problem in the church today. That is, the vast majority of the church is filled with Christians that love the Lord, that desire to be able to serve Him, that want to be victorious, usable servants of the kingdom. But they're frustrated because when they look at what the Bible says about them and all the great things that the Bible lays out about us, then they look at the life that they're actually living and leading, they see such a vast separation between the two. And it brings confusion and it brings struggle and difficulty, just like Paul voiced in Romans chapter 7 when he began to outline the frustration of living a life of defeat even though you're a Christian. And we don't have that teaching enough from our pulpits that if you don't know the way that you're supposed to live and what your enemy within is all about, and you're not taught how to walk the path and live the life, or more appropriately, to allow the Holy Spirit to live the life through you, you have no other option but to live defeated, even though you're saved. That's the big catchphrase here. Even though you are born again, you can live a life of more struggle and difficulty than you had before you came to the Lord. In fact, you're going to until we figure out what God has laid out for us in His Word. There's one of the most necessary and important chapters in the entirety of the Word for the Christian that we've got to get a better handle on. It is a must. It is foundational. If we don't grasp this, then it's like we're trying to build a house on a cracked foundation, on a sinking foundation, on no foundation. We've got to have this teaching, this understanding, and it is found in the sixth chapter of Romans, the sin nature chapter. So for the next few shows, I'm going to start a teaching on this sin nature. You've got to hear it. I'm telling you, you don't have a choice. Your only other option is to live in struggle and defeat. If you don't start to understand the enemy within, then you will not know what it's about, how to live in such a way that you can be victorious. And God wants you to be victorious. And I want you to be victorious. I love you. I don't even know you. And I love you. I want you to win. And I'm telling you, when I got this word, when God revealed this to my heart, when He opened up the sin nature understanding to me, it flipped a switch in my life. Truth seeker, I'm telling you, it started me on a brand new path. It opened up doors in the word, my understanding, that allowed for victory and peace that I'd never known before, and I had been saved some 20 years. Do you hear me? I want you to have this. So this is going to go over several teachings, because I can't do it in 30 minutes. And here I've already burned 5 minutes of this show. It's going to go over several teachings. But what I want to do is be able to do this teaching and then offer to you all of it in a teaching series. Take these 30-minute radio shows on the teaching of the sin nature, package them together, and get them to you. And I'm going to work on doing that. And I ask that you would pray for me to be able to have the resources to be able to get this stuff to you. Because I know it's hard, it's impossible really to hear something one time and to get it in. Because repetition is our greatest teacher. Repetition is our greatest teacher. Repetition is our greatest teacher. What's our greatest teacher? See, now you've learned it. It's repetition. So I need you to hear this more than once. I need you to read the Word more than once. I need you to go study this for yourself. Let God teach you this. Let me give you some kind of a different way to prove to you that you need this. Okay? I want to read some case studies. I remember case studies in school. Did you ever have those where you read a situational paragraph and then you had to answer questions, different things based on that? So here are some case studies to kind of get you in the mindset of what I'm talking about. Listen to this. See what you think. Mr. D is saved, but struggles with the temptation of internet pornography. He is married, and this has been a major problem with his relationship with his wife. Mr. D loves the Lord and his wife. He doesn't want this problem in his life or in his family any longer. He has prayed and asked God for help many times. He stays away from the pornography for a long period of time, but sooner or later, he always seems to find himself back in the position that he hates. Okay? Eject pornography, place whatever sin issue you want to right there. What is it? It's not just the act. What is the drawing force that brings us to that one or two things that we struggle with? How do we get past that? Do you think God wants us to live in that? No. What are you going to tell Mr. D when he comes to you and says, listen, this is killing my family. What do I do? Do you have answers for him? You're the church. We are the church. We're supposed to be able to help these people. Listen to this one. Miss W is a single mom with two teenage boys. Her husband left years ago and is no help to the boys or herself. She is a church member and is saved. Miss W struggles with anger and bitterness toward her husband. She also struggles with depression. At times, when the boys are not around, she drinks to numb the pain. Miss W wants to be able to forgive her ex-husband, but when things get difficult or the boys act like teenagers, the resentment comes back. She has prayed for help. She feels hopeless. Now, that may be you in some similar situation. You may really relate to that one. You may know someone, family, friend, church member, that is in that. Do you think God wants to leave us in that? Is that what his plan is for you? No. But let me ask you this. We know that is not what God wants. We know that's not what the Bible says about us. But we, for the most part, do not know why we live that way. We do not know what do we do to find ourselves out of that situation. How do we find victory in that? What are you going to tell Miss W? What kind of counseling do you give her? You know, we need to be praying for each other, but there comes a time where we pray for them and then we say, let me show you what the Bible says. Let me teach you what God says about this situation. Let me help you identify the true source of your difficulty. Hello? Do you hear that? How about one more? Mr. C. Mr. C is a Christian, a regular church member, even plays in the worship band. So he's active in church. As a child, he was molested by a family member several times. His father committed suicide some years ago. He is a closet alcoholic. He takes prescription pain meds when he can get them. He's been in church his whole life. He has read the Bible, but his life is a wreck. He does not want things to be this way. He has sought medical and spiritual help, but still thinks dying would be better than living. If you are so naive as to think that this type of situation isn't in your very church, maybe in your very family, you need to wake up. Because I can tell you, as a minister, this type of stuff is rampant in the church. It is everywhere. And it is not what God has planned for His saved ones. But what do we do? If this person came to you for help, what would you tell them? How would you approach their issues? If this is you, and you've tried over and over to do it 100 different ways, and it's not working, what do you do? Let me ask you some other questions. What is the real problem these people are dealing with? Is it salvation? Because so much of the church would just say, oh, they're not even saved. If you're saved, you don't deal with stuff like that. You are wrong. You are wrong. And you're probably blinded to the very things you're struggling with. Is it their denomination? Do they not go to the right kind of church? Is that their problem? What does the Bible say about how to live a victorious life? That's what we ought to be asking. What does the Bible say about this? You see, the problem we have here is that so many churches, preachers, and teachers, we're telling believers what to do, what not to do. That's what you hear most sermons behind most pulpits. And look, Truth Infusion Ministries isn't tied to a church or a denomination. I'm not here supporting a church's doctrine. I'm just telling you the truth. That's what this is all about. The hard-hitting truth. Sometimes you don't want to hear it, but sometimes we need to hear it. And I'm not trying to be mean, hard, or cold. I'm just tired of candy coating things and seeing the church continue to go down the toilet, seeing great people that I love continue to hurt and struggle because they're not getting the truth out there. We need the truth. And the truth is this: most pulpits do a good job of preaching how you get saved and do a good job of preaching here's what you do not do. Sometimes we even throw in a few things that you should do. But you know what we seldom explain? How do you do it? How do you do it? Let me say that again. Maybe I didn't say that clearly. We're good at telling people what to do. We just don't explain to them how to do it. So they know these things they should be accomplishing. And they strive and they try and they give it all they got and they do good for a few days or for maybe a few weeks and then they fall off again. They try and they try and they struggle and they struggle and they give more effort and more effort. But they don't know the real and the real and only way to do it, how to do it. So you've got this figured out. What's the result of striving to do something without really knowing or understanding how to do it? The result is frustration. The result is defeat. And that's the vast majority of Christians today, including, let me bust some bubbles out there, your preachers and your pastors. We're living defeated. There's a lot of believers in the church that love the Lord and they want to do right. There's a lot of pastors that, like Pastor Jeremiah said a few weeks ago on this show, his wife told him to his face, "You preach like heaven from the pulpit, you live like hell at home." Pastor, friend, you are not alone. The struggles that you have, you are not alone. Most people have no idea how to live a victorious life because they have not been discipled and they do not know what the Bible says. They may know what their preacher says about this or that. They may understand what the best-selling book says is the new fad for the church, but they don't know the truth. What does the Bible say? We're going to come back. I want to talk about isolating your disease. Isolating Your Disease, right on the other side of the break.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Jeremiah of Cross Life Church, Atlanta, Texas. I'm excited to share with you, we are in the developing stages of a church plant that is simple, missional, and spirit-filled. Cross Life has a desire to encourage God's people to pursue His presence, His power, and to reach people with love relationships. It is a simple philosophy. Love God and love people. Join us as we make much of Jesus. For more information, check out jeremiahmossministries.com.
Hey, Truth Infusion listeners, this is David. I need you to do something for me. I want to take some of our radio shows and use them like a question and answer time. I want to take the questions that you have, apply the Word of God to them, and see if I can help you come up with some answers to some stuff perhaps you've been struggling with. So you go to truthinfusion@gmail.com and send me your questions. truthinfusion@gmail.com, and you keep seeking the truth.
Do you or your loved one need the support of Compassionate Home Healthcare Services? Truth Infusion Ministries would love to recommend Kelton Home Health for your home health needs. They offer skilled nursing care, home health aides, and multiple forms of therapy, all in the comfort of your home. For more information, call 903-796-4040. That's 903-796-4040. Kelton Home Health, enriching lives every day.
Well, here's what I want to do for the second half of this show. I want to create for you a couple of illustrations that hopefully will begin to show you what this teaching on the sin nature is all about. Okay? We've got to get on the same page. I've got to get you to see why this is important and what we're going for, because we're going to get into some pretty technical scripture in the coming weeks. And you need to understand why it's important so you don't get lost in it, so you stick with it, so you get your spiritual thinking cap on, and you're riding out this study to find the answers that are going to set you free. But we got to build this platform first. We got to start on the same page and kind of get you on the diving board to jump into the pool. Let me give you a couple of examples. In the medical field, there's constantly new diseases, new germs, new bacterias and viruses being identified. You ever ask yourself, how do they figure out this new sickness pops up in some country or some corner of the United States? How do they figure out what is the cause? Well, they go through a process of isolating the germ. They have to medically, scientifically, through lab work and blood work, they identify that there's the problem. They identify and isolate the sick group of people. Then they begin to do blood tests so that they can isolate the specific germ that's causing the specific signs and symptoms that they're finding clinically that are being presented. A remedy cannot even begin to be looked at or come up with until the germ has first been identified and isolated. Okay, the same is true for us in our spiritual experience. So let's get to the spiritual side of this, you know, cute little illustration. Until the individual Christian, that's you, until you have been able to identify and isolate the sin nature, all right, as it's taught in Romans chapter 6, not as David Markham teaches it necessarily. I want you to see the Bible, what Paul taught through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Until you've been able to identify and isolate the germ in your spiritual walk, which is your sin nature, then the remedy cannot be found or realized or obtained. You can't have the victory until you figure out the disease. Does that make sense? So we've got to take the time to study, to identify what it is, to isolate it within ourselves. At that point, you know, there's an old saying that says, to defeat your enemy, you've got to know your enemy. The more you know your enemy, the better chance you have of winning the battle. Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. In a real life sense, you need to, you know, flee from the presence of evil. But the premise is true. You got to identify and isolate your sin nature. If we can do that, then the opportunity for you to begin to realize victory in your life becomes real. And so that's what this study is for. It is giving you the chance to identify the problem and isolate it within your own heart. I hope that makes sense, and I hope you can see where it relates to the study we're going to get into. Let me give you another example. I think this one's pretty neat. I thought the last one was neat, too. I don't even remember where I heard this one, but I heard someone kind of give this example, and then I realized what it how it related to the sin nature, and this is powerful to me. January the 1st, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln wrote and signed an executive order, and the order effectively freed all slaves. Okay, you know what it was. We call it the Emancipation Proclamation. The moment that he picked the pen up off the paper as the President of the United States and signed that into effect, all slaves in the United States were set free. Okay? However, at that moment and for years to come, there were still many people, especially in the far South, that were ignorant that this had ever even been done, didn't know there was an Emancipation Proclamation, never heard of it. And so what happened? They continued to serve the master as a slave because they had not been given the information, did not know that they were free. And the same is true for us in a spiritual sense. When Jesus died on Calvary, he signed the Emancipation Proclamation for your life with his own blood. He paid the price, he wrote out the proclamation, and he signed it into effect. And the moment that he signed it into effect, you were freed from the power of your sin nature and the stranglehold of sin in your life. You are released from it. You are a slave to it no more. However, and that is an amazingly big, however, underlined, underscored, and in bold caps. However, so many Christians are still at the service of the master of sin, slave driver in their life. They are still bowed down by the slave master of the sin nature. Until we learn how to live in freedom, we will remain slaves to our sin nature. Yes, even though we're saved. So I hope you can see then why this is so important. I hope you can understand. We've got to learn, and we're going to. If you will follow me, I'm going to just teach you the word. I'm not going to teach you what my pastors taught me. I'm not going to teach you anything except for what I know the Bible says. From study, from word study, from Greek study, I've fleshed out. And we're going to deal with, hopefully, the first 14 verses of this chapter. And I promise you, you're going to get stuff that you need. You're going to isolate and identify your sin nature. And then you are going to realize in your life, if you will let the Holy Spirit do this work, you are going to realize the freedom that Jesus Christ signed into effect on Calvary. You are going to know it. And you need that. So what are we going to do over the next several weeks? It's going to take a few different shows. I'm telling you, let me tell you this. Several months ago, I preached a revival at First Bikers Church in Texarkana. And I was speaking with Pastor Matthew leading up to the revival. We were discussing you know, what we were going to do. What was the Lord putting on our hearts? And I had a few things in mind, and he had some things in mind. And ultimately, it was a huge success this revival was. We got together Friday night, and I preached a sermon that's not, it's not what we put into the normal revival category, okay? I didn't preach to the lost. I didn't preach hellfire, damnation. I preached to the church, because revival is about reviving those that once were alive but are now dead. Re, as in, again, vival, the root word is vive, to live again. Can't preach that to someone who's not saved, because they've never lived to begin with. Preach that message. And here's what I told Matthew after the church service. I said, listen, I want tomorrow announced to the church, we're going to have Bible study on the Saturday, 10 o'clock at the church. No pomp and circumstance, no fireworks, no worship music. Bring your Bible, bring something to write on. I want to teach on the sin nature. There was a group of 20 or 30 that showed up, because it was just going to be, and I told them, hardcore Bible study. So those that were interested in that showed up. What was supposed to be an hour and a half, which is a long Bible study, turned into 3 hours of digging. 3 hours of this that I want to give you right now. We're going to do this over the next few weeks. 3 hours. We took a break about every hour. When we got done, something had happened in the lives of those people that had nothing to do with me. Nothing. Nothing. Holy Spirit, rhema word. I'm talking about revelation word. Some people were set free. Came back to service that night. The Holy Spirit was so thick in that place because the hearts of the people were opened. I didn't even get to preach. We had an altar call during the song service that lasted some 45 minutes. People getting saved, people having chains fall off of them. Came back Sunday and just had a celebration service. You know what turned the tide in that revival? Teaching on the sin nature in revival Bible study about what seems to be an unrelated topic to revival set people free and revived their church. This is what I want for you. Let's isolate. Let's identify and isolate the disease in your heart, the sin nature. Let's get to the place where we can realize the freedom that Jesus offers us from Calvary when he signed our Emancipation Proclamation. I want to see you identify the enemy within so that God can begin setting you free. So you come back next time. We're going to start on the origins. Where did the sin nature come from? What is it? Until next time, friend, you keep seeking the truth.
Thank you for listening to Truth Infusion. Please visit Truth Infusion Ministries on the web at truthinfusion.com. Once again, that's truthinfusion.com. We also would like to hear from our listeners. Email us truthinfusion@gmail.com.